Before we pray, let's read a biblical verse. Please turn to Hebrew chapter 2. Hebrew chapter 2, verse 1. Take some to please read. We must heed what we have heard. Recently, we come here this week, we hear a lot of truth. Those truths is to edify our spirituality. Those truths is to help us, to renew us. A lot of us pray very hard too. The spirit that touched among us, all this is going to help us not to go astray by the tide of this world. Because we all know that after 1 week, we are going to depart from here. And we might go back to our old lifestyle. And we know that we have lived a failure life over there. Therefore, during this week, during these 2 weeks, we got to pay a special attention to what we have learned, written in our heart, not only in our note. Make it as a transformation power so that we can overcome Satan. Satan is trying to strike down one by one the youth of the United States, the workers of the United States, everyone over here. Therefore, we got to be very careful. When I was a little kid, when we go to church, actually in the countryside, church is very far, not convenient to go to church. We only go to churches on Saturday. At night time, we had to walk some distance past a tomb to go to the other member's house for family service. I was so young, but I still remember when we passed by the tomb, I would like my father to hold me in his arm. Why? Because a lot of time we will feel like a chilly, cold wind blow by. Feel so scared. And you can hear the dog starting to bark in a pitch that very scary. So he held my mother tight. Very scary. This is the devil's work in the ancient time. Devil tried to steer us from going to the church. But nowadays, devil works in a different way. Devil works in Hollywood. Devil works in internet. Devil works in movie. Devil works in our bedroom, in our living room. So easy that we might be caught with him. Every year when I come to NYETS, every year when I come to Students' Real Convocation, I notice one fact. When minister mentioned about repentance, the truth of repentance, you see a lot of people crying. When the minister mentioned about some shameful thing you might have done, a lot of people just bow down their head. They not lift up their head. What does this tell us? This tells us that in our daily life, we are losers. A lot of us are losers to the attack of devil. But when you hear testimony of brothers and sisters who are so strong in their faith, you admire their lifestyle, you want it to be like them. You want to know why they are so strong. I think it's very simple. They indeed cherish what they have in their heart. They indeed know that Jesus is the best treasures in your heart. Therefore, with Jesus' power, they can overcome Satan. So I'm wondering, is there any way at all when we go back home, we can live a victorious life? Is there any way you can think of? When you go back to college, especially, I already mentioned already, when you go back to college, you kind of receive a lot of peer pressure. But our sisters and brothers come to me with tears. At the second semester of the freshman, they come back to me. What kind of mistake they have done in the first semester of the freshman year? You notice that those people are as free as bird. You notice that there's so many freedom. They have a lot of choices. And they are eager to try. Well, what would be alcohol looks like? After testing, what would be look like? What is drugs taste like? They all yield into temptation because all the roommates do it, all the peers do it. Now you're going to return back to that kind of environment. Is there anything at all we can overcome this kind of temptation? Can you figure it out during this NYTS and try to break through the bad circle and come to a life circle? Do you have any answer? Let's try to reference one verse, Romans chapter 12. One and two. Check Simpson. Do not conform to this world was my previous message. Now the problem is how to renew our mind. Do not conform ourselves to this world is a theory that we all know. But how do we renew our mind that we can live a victorious life? I guess if you do not have a goal in your life, if you do not have a value system in your life, whatever you learn over here may be forgotten and you will went back to your old lifestyle. What is so-called value system? Joseph, sometimes I'm wondering, right? He was 17 when he was betrayed. Sometimes I keep meditating about his life. Huh? He was handsome according to the Bible. And he was tempted by a woman, official's wife. Egyptian woman. You can imagine Egyptian woman must dress very sexily, right? Egyptian woman, official's wife, must be beautiful, right? I cannot imagine that his wife, the official's wife, is like 60-year-old woman without teeth. If she's like that, I guess Joseph had no feeling at all, right? But how come this woman could be sexy, could be young, and Joseph can say, no, I'm not going to stay with you. No, I'm going to sleep with you. No, I'm not going to go back with you. Go to bed to you. Do you know how difficult it is? Some people say that for a woman to chase a boy, it's like so easy, but for a boy to chase after a woman, it's like go across the mountain. For a woman to chase a boy, it's like go across a thing of paper, like go through a paper thin distance. So easy, you know? But Joseph was able to say no. Why? I think you have to do with his goal. I think you have to do with his dream. I think you have to do with his value system. This morning we talk about ambitions for the Lord. We talk about setting a goal. Do you have a goal? Let me ask you, do you have a dream for the Lord? I had a dream. It's very famous. Very famous in the United States, right? I had a dream. Who is that guy? Martin Luther King. I had a dream. For the people, for the first newcomers to the United States, everybody have a dream. What is people's dream when they first immigrant to this United States? Big house, right? Mercedes-Benz, right? And all kind of luxury life. Swimming pool at the backyard. View, a view on a mountain. A house with a view on a mountain. American dream, live a decent life. This is not the dream we are talking about. Joseph had a dream. What kind of dream did Joseph have? I think these two dreams, even though may make him pride when he was young, but how come he was able to endure all this suffering? He was able to resist the temptation when he was in this kind of filthy environment. How come? I think he had a dream. Actually, he had two dreams. This dream is that one day God will help him, that he will be somebody in the Lord. And you know that it is only through God that he can be somebody in the Lord. These two dreams that he has maybe sustains through the temptation, make him help him to go through this kind of temptation. Let me ask you another question. The same question, do you have a dream? What is your dream? A dream for the Lord. I guess we are all lost. We are all lost. We all follow the tide according to Hebrews chapter 2, we just read. We are lost in the tide. We cannot imitate other people. The major stream. When I was a little kid, my teacher told me, I still remember his words, don't be a follower. There are too many followers already. Think independently. Be a leader in the world. Set your value system. Too many followers. You are minorities. Your value system is considered minorities in this society. Nobody really agree with you. Maybe they admire you, but they do not really agree with you. But if you insist on your value system, you know that you are separated. You have a dream for the Lord. Your dream is that you will go to heaven in the future. Your dream is that you will sacrifice your life for the Lord in the world. This is a very aggressive dream, right? This kind of aggressive attitude. The devil is very easy to attack. Very, very difficult to attack you. If your life is like, well, everything will be fine. You know, I just study like other people. I just have fun like other people, you know? I just enjoy my young life just like other people. Again, you will go back to your bad cycle. You need to have a dream for the Lord. Do not confirm yourself. Renew yourself by having a value system, by having a dream in the Lord. What will be that? I guess you know the answer. We keep mentioning it. We mentioned it this morning. We mentioned it in the class. Set a goal for yourself. The goal can be very high. You want to live for the Lord, very abstract. But the goal can be very tangible. For example, determine to read 3 chapters a day. For example, determine to preach gospel to your friends. For example, determine to join the fellowship every time. Determine to go to the church if you have one nearby every day. As simple as that. Determine to pray 30 minutes every day. As simple as that. Self-discipline. Doing that all the time. All because you have a value system. You had a dream for the Lord and a dream in the heavenly kingdom. It's really good to see you over here, really. I mean, 80 people, imagine that. All those zeal heart, loving heart to the Lord. But 2 weeks is not enough. It needs to be a lifetime effort. It needs to be lifetime zeal, lifetime love. Guess what? I always feel very sad that I did not see previous NYT students come back here. And I'm also very touched by those who are already in society and know how to come back to seek for the Lord. I figure out those who still come back when they are social youth, they are truly deep-rooted. They choose to return back because they feel the urge, they feel like they need it. But a lot of us young men over here, you are paid to come here. It's an angel. Wonderful vocation, right? Why not? I will take this vocation. But thank God you are paid because the church love you. They want you to learn more. When you are strong, the church will be strong. The name of God will be glorified. Forget about that. Look to the future. How do you be really deep-rooted and feel like to come back in the future? Unless you have a value system. Unless you had a dream in the Lord, for the Lord. I guess it's really difficult. You are going to be defeated by Satan. So we really have got to gird ourselves up, renew our mind. Renew our mind. We're going to pray together. Let's pray for the fullness of Holy Spirit. Only through the fullness of Holy Spirit, our mind will be renewed. And please, think about your life. Make a call for the Lord in your prayer. Talk to God. God, this is my call for you. May you help me to fulfill it. That's what you can pray together.